Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Welcome tonight to SheerEnjoyment.com. I want to begin, as we always do, again, a special thanks to Jake Weinman, the one and only Jake Weinman, who's here with us tonight. His loyalty and dedication is beyond description, not just for tonight, but for every night of the week, every Sheer during the day, 24-7. Jake is devoted with his full heart and soul to make sure there's Harbatzas Torah for Klal Yisrael. And we all have appreciation, not just the people who learn, who listen, but I think much, much more so the people who give a share. Really keeps them going. It keeps them the preparation and the time and effort. It's a tremendous, tremendous source. Jake, I personally am indebted to you, and many, many of us are as well. And it's a brief few as host for you and your mishpacha to achieve and accomplish very great things. Thank you. Likewise, I want to thank Mitch Green for his awesome technical assistance and making sure everything is just perfect. A lot of work goes into this. People have no clue of how much time and effort it takes even to upload, slice and dice a single share. And Mitch, thank you very much. Tonight, we're going to learn L'Zeche U'L'Ibu Nishmas Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. Thank our sponsor for dedicating the share with generosity. On behalf of this neshama, may the neshama have an aliyah, lichtig gan eden. Tonight is a very unique night. There are many different ways of looking at the event of tonight, today, and tomorrow. We know that on this day, Hey Eor, 76 years ago, the modern state of Israel was established. Medinas Yisrael came into existence. 76 years of Kanaim Harot. 76 years is quite an accomplishment. Has been achieving these 76 years is nothing less than miraculous by beyond the stretch of the imagination of any living creature. Of what has been achieved, what has been accomplished, how much Kiddush and Broch has come into this world. Unfortunately, though, it came with a price. The price of many of the Chayolim, many of the people who have defended, have fought against the vicious, vicious enemies, have lost their lives in giving us, maintaining, defending Eretz Yisrael. Chazal tell us there are three things in this world that come with pain and suffering. Torah, to achieve in Torah, doesn't come easy. Olam haba, to be worthy to merit the next world, and Eretz Yisrael, to benefit from the kedusha, from the baracha, the safety, the security of Eretz Yisrael comes with Yisurin. And in the last 76 years, we're not even getting involved in before the last 76 years. But it's beyond comprehension how much tsar, how much pain, how much suffering the Jewish people have endured. To have a mokim of Kedusha, Eretz Yisrael, and many of Achenu B'nai Yisrael gave up their lives. I don't know the exact statistics, but it's over 25,000 people. Over 25,000 people, probably a lot more, have given up their lives, and victims of terror, acts of terror, untold number of people have been injured, have dealt with psychological issues, and their families. For every person that is killed or injured, we have a whole family, children, parents, siblings, extended family, friends. The trauma, the loss, it's beyond calculation, beyond comprehension. And these people have given up so much for us. We can have an Eretz Yisrael, not just an Eretz Yisrael. We're able to walk the streets in America with our heads held up high only because we know that there's a makom in this world called Eretz Yisrael that is pride and joy of the Jewish people, that is safe and secure. And it's a time to reflect. And indeed, it is the custom in Eretz Yisrael that the day before they celebrate, the day before the land is celebrated, there's a day of observance, a day to remember, to be mishtatef b'tzaron shel Yisrael, to reflect upon the kedushim of one of their lives. These 2 days, it has become the custom. This is not a obviously, this is not a halacha. It is not a religious. We don't. Many of us do not attribute, do not bestow upon these days a halacha. Halacha is up to Chachmenu Zichronim Livracha. Our Gedolei Yisrael do not feel that we have the authority today to add to the Mo'adim, but nevertheless, that nothing, there's nothing wrong with commemoration, Hakaras HaToiv to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and a day to reflect upon the Tzaros and Shel Yisrael. And indeed, that's the minhag in Eretz Yisrael, to bring together a day of memorial juxtaposed to a day of Chodah, thanksgiving to the Ribbono Shel Olam for the gift, the matana in modern day times, a makom where Klal Yisrael has sovereignty, incredible gift. And because of these 2 days, the minhag is to bring them together, the consequences are Baruch Hashem, tremendous schus v'klal Yisrael, that if it's within the range of Shabbos Kodesh, in order there should not chas v'shalom be any chilul Shabbos chas v'shalom, if these 2 days cannot come out in the middle of the week, and one of the days will come out on a Sunday or a Friday, which would involve chilul Shabbos, either before or after, the preparations are enormous. And after Shabbos, the winding down, which involves enormous amount of effort and celebration from the military and from the police and from people themselves. It has been decided already many, many years ago that these 2 days that are together cannot overlap with Sunday or Friday, which in and of itself is a awesome zechus to Klal Yisrael, where Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael, has shown the hidud, the beauty of Shabbos Kodesh. I'd like to discuss for a few moments this that, you know, it's this is the minhag. This is what it is: a transition between a day of reflecting upon the kedoshim who have given up their lives for Eretz Yisrael, and a celebration of Haidah of Eretz Yisrael. And something comes to mind. Let's first begin with an observation. The only place, what could we really do on this day to give Shevach Vodah to Hashem? What could we do? Okay, so I'm not here to talk, you know, to get involved in anything controversial. I have no desire to do anything of the kind. There are people in Eretz Yisrael who recite Hallel, and there are Rabbanim, Gedolei Yisrael, who have different opinions. Some encourage, some do like this, some do like that. I'm not going there. The Gedolei Yisrael have spoken. But there's something that everyone, that it's a general idea, a general mitzvah, which is very important, and that is the recital of Birchas Hamazon. If I'm not mistaken, the only place in our liturgy, in our mitzvahs, where we make a bracha on Eretz Yisrael and we're mispalel for Eretz Yisrael is in Birchas Hamazon. And the Birchas Hamazon, second bracha, We begin, Noidelecho Hashem Elokeinu, we thank you. Al Shem Chalda La'avoseinu, you have bequeathed to our forefathers, Eretz, a land, Chemda, that is desirable, Toiva, that is good, Urechava, expansive. And then, you know, there's a rule that when you give praise to Hashem for one thing, you should incorporate many other things. We mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yalsha, Alsha, Chitzis, Sanu, Hashem, Lachim, Yeretz Mitzrayim, Uftim, Nisavodim, Yal Berizcha, Shechassam, Tebir, Tzrayim, Yal Tadoscha, Shlim, Adetanim, Yal Chukecha, Shechassam, Yal Chaim, Chaim, Vachesif, Shechassam, Antanim. And then we mentioned the Mozen. Yal HaKol, Hashem, Lachim, Anachim, Odim, Lachim, Baruch, Masach, Mitzvach, Shem, Ravichai, Tamei, Yal Vaed, Kakosov, Yal Chalto, Visovato, Uveirachto, Es Hashem, Lachim, Alo, Oretz, We begin with Noidelach Hashem Elokeinu Al Shem Chalto Hamsinu Eretz Chemda Toiv Rachava, and we conclude the bracha with Yachalto V'Savato V'Rachtas Hashem Elokecha La'Oretz HaToivah Asher Nosa. And then there's no controversy. Baruch Atah Hashem B'Shem U'Malchus. Baruch Atah Hashem, Malchus is from the first bracha. Carry over. Al Ha'oretz, the Oretz. Ha'oretz, V'al Ha'mozoim. Make a bracha on Eretz Yisrael with Hashem's name, a full-fledged bracha with the most beautiful words describing the blessing that the bracha is giving Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. Remarkable. It is one thing that we can do tomorrow or tonight, to express our deep, deep hakaras hatov to Hashem for the gift of Eretz Yisrael. It would be to wash for bread, to eat l'shir, and to sit down and to recite the Birchas Hamozon with kavana, especially the second bracha. It is the only place where we have a bracha that is designated to thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. Hallel, to recite Hallel, Hallel, there are different opinions, beautiful Torah on Hallel, but Hallel is a general praise. We say Hallel on Pesach, on Chanukah, on Yom Tovim, on Birchas Hamazon, it's Meyuchad. Designated to show appreciation to Eretz Yisrael. But something occurred to me which is important. We don't do this today, but this is halacha, it's a shulchan aruch. I don't know why, I don't think I've ever seen it be done. And it wasn't even printed in any siddur until recently, if I'm not mistaken, Art School Siddur. The new Art School Siddur, the new English, the English version. I don't know if it appears in the Hebrew. I didn't look, unfortunately, I didn't look. And I don't know if it appears in the original, the English Art School Siddur, but in the new Art School Siddur, it's called the Expanded Art School Siddur, the Wasserman edition. They've added a lot of things that were not in the original edition. Whole collection of things that I guess people, you know, people called in and they sent messages of how come this is not in the Siddur. Things that were very, you know, not very common. But one of the things that they added is when it says in Shulchan Aruch is that an ovel, a mourner, on the day, first meal that a mourner eats after returning from cemetery is a different text for the Birchas Hamazon. A different text. Not the entire Birchas Hamazon. Okay, here I'll read you what it says in the Art School Siddur. The following special version of grace after meals for a house of mourning is rooted in the Talmud and Shulchan Aruch. However, it has not always been practiced universally. Okay, and I didn't even notice this, and it tells you a Maramokan to see the Be'er HaGoyla. The Be'er HaGoyla was the grandfather of the Gra. Shulchan Aruch. Gives you a source. Okay, I didn't actually I didn't know this. Go look this up. And there it told. There it has an elaboration. And there's the Hakdama, Rav Simon the Reith, Yishem Hashem Mevaruch Mehatzad Elavon, Bereshus Menonon V'Ra'avonon Rav Simon the Reith. Let us bless the Menachem Aveilim. Shachalu Mishalom. Baruch Menachem Aveilim Shachalu Mishalom V'Tuvoh Chayim. And then we go to the first bracha. There's no change. There's no change in the first bracha. There's no change in the second bracha. The second bracha is the Iker bracha of Eretz Yisrael. But there is a major change in the third bracha. And the third bracha begins, Nachem Hashem Elokeinu Es Aveile Yerushalayim V'yesu Aveilim Hames Abulim Bo Evel Hazeh Nachamein Mi'evlam V'samchem Mi'goinam. Give him comfort. Kamur. And here Chazal have selected one pasuk from so many pasukim that could have been selected. And look at this pasuk; it's amazing. We say this in the Haftorah in the Shabbos Nachamu. Ki ish asher imoy tenachamen. Like a mother shows comfort to a child. Kein anochi anachemchem. I will give you comfort like a mother gives comfort. And may you find comfort in Yerushalayim. Baruch atah Hashem menachem tzion v'binyan Yerushalayim v'amin. And then there's a major change in the next bracha, in the fourth bracha. And the bracha there towards the end, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'anachnu amav yavod v'yavakol anachnu m'chayol m'hodos l'mbracho. Hashem is the goyder paratzos Yisrael Hu. He is the goyder. He seals the breaches. Who yigdor may he seal us? Apirza hazois neleinu miyavo ovel hazeh lachayim ulashalom ucholtuv umikoltu liolam al bichasrein. And then the Harachamons are saying, what I want to try to bring out is this is very relevant for us. The day before this day is a day when we dwell upon the Tsar. Eretz Yisrael, Hashem, says in Chazal, comes with suffering, Yisurim. And the ultimate Yisurim is the Nisa Sadikim. And it's not a coincidence that there is an Avelus. There is an Avelus on the day before the celebration to acknowledge the Tzad and Shal Yisrael. A birthday, a birthday is a masel day that something happens in Chazal on Hei Yor. Hashem gave us a matan. And that matan came with a lot of pain. The day before, we reflect upon that Tzad. And that Tzad is an Avelus. And then comes the next day. And on the next day, we celebrate the matana. And the ultimate way to celebrate the matana is to recite the Birchas HaMazon. But it's not a regular Birchas HaMazon. The Birchas HaMazon of Hei Iyor, this year it's Pushlo Vav Iyor, is the Birchas HaMazon of Nachem. It's the Birchas HaMazon of Baruch Menachem Aveilim She'ochalu Yisheloi U'vituvo Choyim. Mitzad Echad, it's the day after. We have to go forward. We reflect. But it's also a recognition of it to vow for you. It's a day of Yala Kol Hashem Elokeinu Anachnu Moedim Mevarchem Lesach. V'yachalto v'savato v'rachat Hashem Elokecha Alo Oretz HaToivo. If there's one day in the year where this unusual form of Birchas HaMazon leaps off the page, it's the day of Heir, in a good way. Don't get me wrong here. Don't get me wrong here, Chas v'Shalom. In the most magnificent way. Eretz Yisrael came through Yisurim. You have to remember that. And when we celebrate, Eretz, chemda, toivu, uchava. Don't take it for granted. Many people gave up their lives for us. Many families suffered. Suffer, still suffer. There's no end to the suffering. It's a birchas hamazon. The only thing that captures Eretz Yisrael with Chazal's insertion and in the birchas hamazon, bakasha, in the celebration of Eretz Yisrael, b'shem malchus, nachem Hashem Elokeinu, es aveli Yerushalayim. We mention what kind of nechama? The nechama, ki ish asher imoy tenachamenu. A mother can give comfort much better than a father. It's fascinating that Eretz Yisrael was promised to whom? To the others. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, multiple times. What about the Imahos? Do we ever find anywhere in Chumash where Hashem appeared to Sarah, to Rivka, to Rachel and Leah, and said to them, I promise you and your children the Eretz, Chemda, Toivu, Rechava? Nowhere. So what role do the Imoyos have in Eretz Yisrael? So you'll tell me, okay, listen, Ishta Kigufoi, Eishas Chaver Kechaver. Whatever Hashem said to Avraham, of course, includes Sarah. Whatever Hashem said to Yitzchak, of course, includes Rivka. Whatever Hashem said to Yaakov, of course, includes Rachel and Leah. Okay, I accept. But I think there's something much deeper. To the Ovois, Hashem promised Eretz Yisrael. The Imos, Hashem gave them the koyach of Nechama. The Nechama that comes in getting it back, in retrieving. The limb is ours, the Ovois. But Chaval, the Tzoris of Golus, the Tzoris of Golus have caused us to be exiled. And as we return, come back, it comes with Yisurim. And the Yisurim are disheartening and can trigger a Yeush, despair, but yet the Imahis, Ki Ish Asher Inachamenu Imai. It's the Imahis that continuously encourage us to take pride in our return to Eretz Yisrael, despite pain that has come with the struggle of returning to Admas Kodesh. Rachel mevake al boneh. Rachel was mevake. It says in the Kinois that Sarah cried. Rachel and Leah cried. Ki ish asher imoy tenachane. It may be the land was given to us and the others, but the land returning to us, which involves the Yisurim, and the nechama of being able to cope with this is the koyach of the imos. In summary, we give Hashem shevach v'hoida. The ultimate shevach v'hoida, the gift of Eretz Yisrael, is beyond our comprehension. The process that we're living through and witnessing in Eretz Yisrael is certainly a chelik part of the process of Geula. Halachically, can we say that in the Nusach HaTzvilah? Are there any practical nafkaminas and halacha? That are for the Gedolei Yisrael to discuss. That is not our place. But in the world of Hashkafa, it's impossible, at least in my very small opinion, not to acknowledge that when we've seen the last number of years is a leap forward in the process of Geula. And we're zeichet to see this. And that demands upon us very great responsibility to give Hashem shevach v'hoidah. And the most elementary form of shevach v'hoidah is to make a bracha. To make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem al ha'oretz v'al ha'mozim. And the bracha is all part of Yachalta, the savata, is to eat. And eating, we know, doesn't just mean food. Eating means to partake, to ingest in our neshamas, the blessing of Eretz Yisrael, V'achalta v'savata u'lirachta es Hashem elokecha v'aretz ha'tayva asher nosa lach. And we have a very great achrayus to pay tribute. We mishtatef in the tzar of the people who have made this possible, who have given up their lives. And it's not a coincidence that this concept is captured in the very unique Berachas HaMazon that is mentioned in the Gemara Shulchan Aruch, which for some reason is not practiced today. Very rare to hear in the Beis Avel that this is practiced, whatever the reasons are. But Chazal, it's in the Gemara, it's in Shulchan Aruch, it's even printed in the Siddur. And it wakes us up to appreciate that indeed, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, built into the Nusach has to be an awareness of Tzar and the comfort that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continuously provides us, opens up an idea. The only pasuk that was selected to be added was a pasuk referencing our mother, an imoy, a mother gives comfort to a child, which certainly touches upon the imos. After we know that Eretz Yisrael is a gift to the others, and this combination certainly brings everything full cycle, and we have to be mispalel and be hopeful that this day and this experience will bring for us Baracha, Yeshua, Nechama, Besayrais, Tayrais, Yeshuais, Venechamais. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful evening, wonderful night, wonderful week, and Hatzlacha Rabba, Kol Maaseh Yideche. Good night.